everybody. It's 7:01. I call this meeting to order. We're going to kick things off with attendance. Tonight's attendance question is going to be in the spirit of Oscar season. What's your favorite all-time movie? So, extra points if it's from this year's Oscars. Mr. Director Gaviano, please call the rule.
I like all the movies.
Pick a street.
Clueless.
Senator Nightcap.
Titanic.
Senator Rose. Senator Anderson.
The Princess Bride.
Senator Gladys.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Senator Sela.
Pulp Fiction.
Senator Taven.
Probably Shawshank Redemption.
Senator Shah.
Forrest Gump.
Senator Bowie.
I don't know, can't decide.
Senator Martinez.
Probably Room.
Senator Liberty.
Shawshank Redemption, and my favorite animated is Hercules.
Senator Miller.
I was also going to say the Shawshank Redemption, but my favorite one from this year was The Revenant.
Senator Nelson. Senator Andres. Senator Stolt.
Mr. Nobody.
Senator Edelman.
I have to say it's a tie between A Clockwork Orange and Apocalypse Now.
Senator Mugabe.
Godfather, the first book.
Senator Dix.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Senator Yegler.
I don't have a favorite movie.
Charlie K.
Got snubbed at the Oscars, but I'd say the film Recess, Schools Out, based on the popular TV series Recess.
I was going to go with Lion King, but it was stolen. Someone go with this year, Bridge of Spies, and someone's
good. Commissioner Gaviano? Agenda is community comment. Is there anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Seeing none, we should proceed on to our first order of business, which is finance.
Our first budget will be for History Club. Gonna try to grab them here. They're out there.
Yes.
kind of small off there, but there's a lot of items. They just come to ask for some items, just gift cards for prizes, for like historical jeopardy. So we said no to that, just based on Senate Press doesn't typically do that, it's against our finance guidelines to do so. Printing we bumped down to $10 just because that's been precedent from last year. We funded the board games in full. We saw that as something that it's they're good games to play, that kind of spark historical discussions. Strategy games too, so it's intellectual. Field trip to the treaty site in town. We saw that as a pretty historical thing with the Twelfth History Club. So we found that in the fall. Other than that, that's pretty much it. I'll turn it over to you to start a little bit off your club, as well as some of your requests too.
Okay, so we're History Club. We are actually, we're not a new club. We actually have reactivated the old club that used to exist, but we're essentially completely new because none of the old members of that club are there. And our goal is essentially to encourage historical discussion and encourage people to come and learn about historical events and talk about history. And so thus, we wanted the board games because we felt that they would be a good way for people to come and, well, not necessarily to spark historical discussion and have people talk about them and things like that. You want to say anything else, Ezra?
We basically kind of have a structure. We're going to do different activities every week, and then they're going to repeat every month. And it's just to facilitate discussion, like you said, kind of like give people a history. We just think it's something. I mean, there's a history department. The history club just kind of seems to be something that there's demand for.
And we also wanted to show history globally, I guess regionally, and even in our own town. That's why our trip to the historic treaty site, we want to show people in Gustavus mainly, the history of this town, history of the area, you know, get them informed.
Any questions for the history club?
We'll have any questions for the history club or for the finance team. Set ourselves.
Oh, if you guys get these board games, are they going to stay within the organization at Gustavus?
Yeah, they're going to stay within the organization. We actually are in the process of getting a cabinet for them, and so they'll remain as long as history club remains.
That's why we're requesting them, because it's just been us giving stuff, and so we want history club to own that sort of stuff. Yeah.
How are you?
So as far as the board games, that doesn't break any bylaws. The only issues of bylaws would be if there was to be funding of any of the takeaway items, or if there was to be any or like any changes in the printing budget or the finance guidelines that's been set. So if there is any decisions on that part, make sure that you are aware that that would be breaking, technically breaking bylaws for us.
Further questions for History Club? Questions? Seeing none, we shall enter into discussion on the budget as displayed on the screen. The floor is open. Senator Gladish.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing. So if you see on the field trip to the treaty site, they originally asked for $20. That was just a ballpark estimate by them. And we actually funded it in full through the recommended it be funded in full through the IRS rate. So even though it doesn't look like we've funded it in full, we did. I yield.
Further discussion? Discussion on the budget. Encourage folks to speak up about why they are or are not voting against the budget. Further discussion. Speaker Sweet.
Yeah, I think that the budget looks good, and since we don't fund away takeaway items, I'm in support of what the finance committee has recommended.
Senator Hennecamp?
I also like this budget as is. I think the board games do add a really interesting twist to history. You can really have some deep conversations over them. I'm not lying. If you would like, I can talk to you about them later. But yeah, I like the budget as is.
Senator Sella.
I think it's quite swell that there's a group that's interested enough in history to go out there and actually be petitioning to get some board games and things going actually under a history club, and I can't think of a much better thing for a college to fund than a history club, so I would very much recommend you pass this budget that you'll be for.
Great. Further discussion on the budget as displayed on the screen? Further discussion, seeing none, we shall proceed to a vote on the budget as displayed for $86.37. All those in favor of passing the budget as shown on the screen, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So approved.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right, our next budget will be for...
I want to thank you again for sharing those kinds of comments too. I think it's healthy to hear the organization trying to show up here.
So it's Ada Sigma Phi, the Classics Honor Society. This is usually our big event every year, is we host this banquet that's open to the public, and it's generally very well attended, and people get to wear togas, and it's fun and delicious. So.
Any questions for the finance committee or the president?
Questions? Senator Stolt?
How much does this usually...
How many does it feed? It's generally budgeted for like 30 to 40.
Okay.
So.
Then do you usually get that many?
Yeah.
Time?
Yep.
Senator Hittingham.
Oh, never mind. I'll be back up again. No, I have a similar question, but I guess I will ask this question just out of curiosity. What does the event entail that that the budget is for?
So we cook all the traditional dishes and then have a banquet. And then people come and the professors are also invited, and we give a little like toast and speak a little bit about the dishes and their origins, and people just mingle and learn about classics. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Neil.
Further questions for the org or finance team? Questions? Seeing none, we shall enter discussion on the budget as shown on the screen. Senator Gladish.
Yep. I just wanted to say that I went to this last year. I thought it was a really cool thing. They had like little descriptors next to each dish, which they would tell a little bit about the history and what was all in it. And I thought it was all very educational, and it was something I'd never really experienced before. And so I thought this, as a member of finance team, I thought this fit both educational and cultural requirements very well.
Further discussion on the budget as shown on the screen. Discussion. Seeing none, we shall proceed to a vote on the budget as shown on the screen for $125.74. All those in favor of passing the budget as shown, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So approved. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
They went on a climbing trip that left at 6:30, so I don't know if they're going to be coming in.
Oh,
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Their budget's pretty simple. They're new organization. They're reviving the organization. It's all new members. They're all underclassmen, so they're real easy on like the process and stuff. That's why there's a lot of adjustments here. So the bands, we just updated it to 50. Just make sure that they have enough money to get there and back for the miles. The state parks, I know there's like a lot of driving around to get to campsite and stuff. So we just have to get to be safe. And the two vans, they thought that you had to pay a down payment just to rent it, but that's not true. So you just allocated zero. They're recommended zero. The camping permits from the Minneapolis Falls camping site, they're just $21 times two. Renting tents, you can rent tents from the school for $10, so that's what they're going to do. Food costs, some could argue that some food is culturally relevant to camping. The finance committee didn't view it as that, so we recommended zero. Then a parking permit, $14 for 2 days. And I guess I'll talk about their club for a minute here. It's a lot for enthusiasts. It's pretty much just have a good time outside. Go to a few outdoors there in the club. They have a pretty big following. They have 75 listed, but I'm not sure. I don't think it's something they actually have. They're active. But it's obviously quite a bit of people. Yeah, it's just like a small trip down to this. State Park is down by Mankato, so it's not too far away, and just kind of a good time to enjoy the outdoors. So, any questions that I can answer about the trip or?
Senator Hinkin.
Sorry, I must have missed it, but could you explain the round trip two vans, how that went to zero?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first line item up there, the 36-mile round trip times two vans, so that is like the IRS mileage rate for the two vans round trip. The next column down, they thought you had to like pay $25 plus mileage, but you don't have to pay $25. That's like something else. So they just need the money for the miles and not rented. So you just said zero for that.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions?
I can't quite see correctly. You said you recommend allocating $50 for a round trip roughly to outside Mankato.
Yep, there are two 10 passenger vans. So the IRS rate is 64 cents per mile. So if you crunch the numbers real quick, we got 36 miles times 0.64 times the two bands, $46.08. So we just rounded up to $50 just to be safe for driving to the parking lot. So.
Okay, sorry, I do.
Were there questions? Questions, questions, questions. Seeing none, we should now enter discussion on the budget as a whole. Senator Lamberty.
My friend, I guess, is in charge of this, but I think she's trying really hard to reach to like a super large audience for like all these people. I think it's really great, and they've got a lot of interest for a lot of people. So I think this is a really good budget to pass. Thank you.
Further discussion on the budget? Further discussion? Discussion, seeing none, we should proceed to a vote on the budget displayed on the screen for $126. All those in favor of passing the budget as displayed, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So approved.
All right, now we'll move on to Heart Save Champion. Heart Save Champion is a part of the Student Senate, appointed by the Health and Housing Chair. They are required to hold a bystander CPR training once a year, and Andrew is here. He's going to be hosting on the 8th of March.
he had brought in a request. The speaker that he got actually isn't going to charge a fee to come to the event. And Andrew had asked for some heart safe goodies. They're like, I'll have Andrew describe them here shortly. But we did not recommend funding for it just because we don't fund takeaway items typically. So that's what we recommend, $0. I'll let Andrew talk a little bit about what she does and the events and everything. So.
Should I introduce the organization?
Yeah, you can talk a little about that and events as well.
Okay. Hello everyone, my name is Andrew John. I'm the current HeartSafe champion. I'm a part of the HeartSafe committee consisting of Heather Dale, the Director of Health Service, Dale Clemens, Assistant Director of Campus Safety, Matt Crosby, former HeartSafe champion of last year, and I, current HeartSafe champion. The goal of the committee is to make sure that Gustavus campus meets criteria for a HeartSafe community. Gustavus was actually one of the first college campuses in the U.S. to become a HeartSafe community, which is something that the committee takes a lot of pride in. And the criteria for a HeartSafe community includes the following. We have enough AEDs publicly available to community members, in our case, they're students. We have aggressive first responder protocols, which means that if 911 gets a call, the campus safety also hears that call and can respond right away if they're available. And also widespread CPR instruction. As of right now, the criteria are met. We have 8 AEDs on campus, 2 in the athletic training rooms, 4 in campus safety cars, and just the beginning of this year, we put on bright yellow stickers on the sides of the AEDs to make sure that they're more visible and noticeable to the community. Also on the 8th of March, we have a bystander CPR training where Bruce Weisig, a member of the Minnesota Sudden Cardiac Arrest Network, has offered to come in for free and give demonstrations of AEDs as well as responding protocols. And so right now, everything has been set in stone and the event is going to happen on the 8th of March. The posters have already been approved and so they're put up and around the dorms as well. I'm asking for $458.75 for the HeartSafe goodies. And the reason for these is because after events like these, a lot of people will just forget about them. And so our goal is that people have something to hold on to when they leave the event and remember it. I know that I've already been reminded of it, but I know that the bylaws require that you guys can't fund takeaway items, but I asked for it because the RC committee recommends that, for the reasons I gave, they recommends that we do this. We don't need all $458. Any help would be very appreciated.
Yeah, I like to mention that under Article 6 of the finance guidelines of our bylaws, Section 2, line 4, it says, quote unquote, personal items such as apparel, personal equipment, or anything purchased for members of the group to keep will not qualify for funding. So you can interpret that as being just for their part of that group, or so, I mean, this may or not apply to this. Under the finance committee's guidelines, our specific items that aren't a part of the bylaws, we said no takeaway items. So you could interpret this as being a little different than a takeaway item under Section 2 of the bylaws. So I'd like to see some discussion about this in Senate. This is the Senate-run thing that we put on here through the
that last point there too, that the HeartSafe Champion again is a part of Student Senate. I believe it's in our bylaws or constitution, part of Audi's task to appoint and assist the HeartSafe Champion. It's not a student org, it's actually part of Student Senate. That questions? Senator Lewing.
For those goodies, do they have any form of like educational material on them? So you said that you're providing them in order for your participants to remember the event after the fact. They have, like, I don't know what the instructions are for CPR, but something along those lines so that there's an educational purpose to it?
Yes. So they are wall jacks for phone chargers. And so the idea is that, kind of like how the AED charges your heart, the idea is that we have wall jacks that charges your phone, and we will have HeartSafe logo on there.
Okay. that you'll
see.
So that's like the one giveaway, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that.
Just that.
Okay, and so then where did you get the number, like, 458.75? What was, like,
so,
the significance behind that?
So Heather Dale gave me this wonderful little magazine here to look through and find something that people could find more useful than just, like, wearables that mostly just get thrown in drawers. The 458 is a calculated number of 125 of these items.
Okay.
Senator Dix.
What has your attendance been for past events?
Has been anywhere from 20 to 50 per session. And we have three sessions every year.
Thank you.
Senator Lamberti.
He just asked my question. I yield.
Further questions for the organization and finance team? Questions, questions, questions. Seeing none, we should move into discussion of the budget as a whole. Senator Gladish.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, obviously, this is a great organization, something we should support. But I would, to earn my vote, I think it would need to be something like clearly more educational. I think this is just very clearly a takeaway item. And however much I love this organization, I can't in good conscience fund takeaway items. So I would recommend you vote in favor of the budget as it currently is. I yield.
Senator Hinnicamp.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to keep my personal opinion out of this, as I'm very connected to the idea of heart safe. But speaking to the nature of what our finance chair said about the gray area between takeaway items, although this doesn't have specifically mentions of this is exactly what you need to do, word for word, of CPR, what have you, or how to work an AED, I believe it does provide a service to the school in the sense that the people who do take away from this will remember that those services are available at the school, that they remember to be vigilant to those heart problems. Having passed out before and not had anyone come up to me is probably one of those things also that I want to see more activism, and I think although this isn't going to create activism, this could at least help. And so with that, I am going to move to fund in full the 458.75.
Second goes Senator Arbeloid. We should now enter discussion on the proposed amendment. Senator Hinnicamp, for me,
So I said most of what I had to say. I know this is very controversial, and there's a huge gray area here, but I believe that anything that can increase the safety and health of the students is always in our best interest. And although, as I said, this budget doesn't do that exact purpose, it at least is going in the right direction. So I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
Yeah. I just tried to second the amendment because I think there's a huge distinction between funding takeaways like prizes and takeaways that will raise awareness on campus. And as this is a Senate-sponsored organization, we need to be very conscious of how we're spreading awareness through our organization. And I think that it's not incentivizing people to go either, and I think that's another reason why we try not to fund takeaway items like food or t-shirts or whatever. But this is like it's something to remind the people that are there of why they were there and what they're doing. And I am very much in favor of it just because I think that like even if like it just triggers something in your brain to be conscious of if it's something you see every day. So that's kind of where I stand on it. I yield.
Senator Hickman.
Senator
Aweed.
I know this breaks a bylaw, but at the same time, we need to be conscientious about the impact that this thing could have. You'll be really surprised how much of a impact it could have. People knowing how to do CPR, how to perform it, and when to do it. And the statistics are really bad once people go into cardiac arrest. If you don't perform CPR, they're going to probably die. It's 11% or less chance of them living. So I feel giving those things as little reminders is better than having just flyers around or anything else that will be thrown away and people wouldn't probably remember. So I think it's a good idea. And I feel the person who's responsible came prepared and did the research, and it's a very well-established organization, so they have my full support.
Senator Lamberti.
Point of information. Because of what our finance chair said about the bylaws, would this actually be breaking a bylaw or would it not be?
That's what we're talking about right now.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Lamberti.
I'm going to yield for a second.
Senator Gladish.
I mean, I'm pretty much just going to say what I said before. I mean, I think this is a great organization. I think this is a great event. I don't think a phone charger is really going to help you remember how to do CPR. I think it's just clearly a takeaway item. I'm not going to keep restating myself. I yield.
I'm the person, Svensson.
Okay.
Allow it like a minute recess.
We can come back. I'll just get up on the speakers list again. Just one thing I would like to state that is just if any decision is made, we need to make sure that we understand that when a decision made is here, there is of course being a precedent set, and so it will affect future decisions that are made in this committee, whether it's chosen to fund to not fund this, and then we choose to fund the next thing. That can be an issue if there is a sort of voting in this situation, and along the thought process of the betterment upholding health concerns for the population of Gustavus, there needs to be a consistent decision. There should probably, if we're setting a precedent, we need to make sure that we continue on this path. And I yield until we do.
Senator Sella.
So I guess I have a quick question for the cabinet. Is it appropriate for us as senators to help discuss and sort of help interpret the bylaws?
Could I ask you that question?
I guess whoever would be most equipped to answer that question on the
I'm going to encourage you to take the floor in response to the
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if it's appropriate for us as senators to help give input as to like proper interpretation of the bylaws.
Good question. I suppose that it's an on-the-floor sort of thing. So an interpretation of the bylaws. Okay. Yes, you can interpret the bylaws in this situation, but if you choose to interpret it in a specific way, this body has to make sure that that's an interpretation it's willing to stick with through future decisions, including going into our finance season, which will be upcoming.
Are you saying you want to discuss the bylaw interpretation that you want to move forward, or are you saying that you want to interpret it based off of the current issue?
I guess kind of the current issue. I kind of wanted some of us to get in on some of that action that's going on.
I would encourage the senator to try and get in on that action as best he can.
Yeah, for sure, I'll do that. So I guess the words that stuck out to me when the bylaw specifically was being read, this is the bylaw, not necessarily the Finance Committee guideline, was that things should not be funded that are going to be used for members of the group. And I know Andrew here and the other three or four people mentioned that are actually a part of this group. I don't think, I mean, you guys aren't really going to use these chargers. That's not what they're for. They're for the people that are actually attending this event. It's open to the students. Anyone can come. And so I guess my thoughts here were I don't believe that this would be breaking a bylaw because it's not for the members of the group. It's open to the students, and it's not necessarily funding an incentive for people to come to the event. And with that, I'm going to yield the floor.
Chair Schmitz.
All right. So I'll refer our Senate here to Article 6, Finance Guidelines, Section 2, Line 16 of our bylaws. It says, these guidelines are subject to the interpretation of the Finance Committee and the Student Senate. So at the start of the year, Finance Committee came up with a set of guidelines that we followed throughout the process. And our interpretation of line for personal items such as apparel, personal equipment, or any purchase for members of the group that keep will not qualify for funding. We thought that these items fell under that line. So the committee saw that as breaking a bylaw. But then the line also says, and the student senate. So I don't know how we're going to handle that.
Excellent. Senator Miller.
Well, my comment is just way off the topic we're on. But I am actually just going to yield and get back in the list. I yield.
Did you yield? Okay. point of clarification and discussion. A two-thirds vote is required to override a bylaw. There's some debate here whether or not we are overriding a bylaw. Should we choose to pass this budget? So I am going to just like rule right now as chair that this would override a bylaw, but you can override that decision with a two-thirds vote. So if you would like to move to challenge this bylaw, then we can enter a separate discussion on that. But as it stands now, I'm ruling as chair that this would be breaking the bylaw and will require a two-thirds vote. Again, feel free, please challenge that and take that into a separate discussion if you fit. That, Senator Hickman.
I'm going to call the question.
A question has been called. Is there a second on calling the question? Second? 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 Seeing none, Senator Hickman, the floor remains yours.
Could I move to what you just said about?
Yeah, so this, so you request to move to enter discussion you move that for a sense of rules that we will not be breaking bylaw should he pass the budget as requested.
Correct.
Okay. Given that, we should now enter discussion on the proposed motions that are here in the floor is yours.
I yield.
All right. All right. We're gonna take a. Sorry, everybody. We're gonna take a 3-minute recess here. So just a 3-minute recess. Because this is essentially an appeal to the chair, I can give a really quick synopsis of why I ruled that this would be breaking a bylaw. So, and then I'm going to give this challenging center the opportunity to briefly state their account, and then we'll enter discussion, and then proceed to vote. So my reason, first and foremost, the Heart State Champion is just like a part of Student Senate, and because it's kind of this weird spot as an umbrella underneath Student Senate, it doesn't really have members per se. So the closest thing this organization gets to members are the participants in its event. So there are no members here to receive events, receive goods. I mean, there's like a committee, right, but that's like faculty administrators. So just because there's no real members anyways, this feels like the core people who touch the organization, just the participants in the training events. So it feels weird to allow them, it feels like they're close to members. So that was my decision. Senator Haberman, was it Haberman or who? Yeah, you brought this into discussion, yeah. So if you want to briefly discuss why you decided to challenge it, or we can center discussion.
I feel like the chair for health and housing would have a better...
I'm going to ask that we wait until discussion.
Okay, I move to discussion.
Okay, excellent. We will now enter discussion on this challenge to the chair. Senator Gladish.
Okay, so I agree 100% with what our co-president just said, and I'm going to take a little farther too. I think if we vote to override the chair here, I think we're putting in a dangerous precedent. Because if we essentially if we get rid of this bylaw or set up precedent that this bylaw isn't applicable, you're putting both the Finance Committee and the Senate's and future Senate's in a dire situation. We have these guidelines for a reason, and one of those reasons is that we simply can't fund everything. If the floodgates are open to something, you know, like takeaway items that can be spun as educational, which I think many things can. If you can spin a charger as educational, you can spin a sweatshirt, T-shirt, etc., etc. And so I guess my argument isn't really one of whether or not this is actually a bylaw, because I agree with what the chair said, but one of practicality. I yield.
Controller Johnson.
So I just wanted to speak a little bit about like funding items and funding items for members. Looking at how we kind of fund all of the organizations that we support, when we fund specific items that are kept, that are physical beings instead of like registration or travel or things like that, I actually maintain a list of what each organization has. So I have lists of how many jerseys and which years they were bought for club sports. I have I'll keep track of the games that were bought by educational organizations. And kind of thinking about this specific item, these aren't going to be items that I'll be able to keep in my registry as like the HeartSafe champion has in their possession. So that's kind of where I think if we want to talk about takeaway as well, or like whether we're going to be able to keep these in our possessions, whether these items are going to stay with the Senate and with the organizations we're funding for. I think if we want to have discussions more towards that effect, I think it would be beneficial.
All right, so like the co-president just stated, this is an organization that doesn't have direct members because it is a subset of Student Senate. So the members are the people who go to its events. And once again, to reiterate, this is a Student Senate. This is under the Student Senate umbrella. If there is a decision to fund this, you need to look at this as Student Senate funding something that is part of Student Senate. So we need to give this extreme scrutiny if we're going to approve this, because it would be us funding ourselves. That being said, I, as ethics chair, am saying that this is breaking a bylaw, and it should go to a two-thirds vote, and it should be under the scrutiny that we would give anything else where we are potentially funding ourselves or funding something that is breaking a bylaw and setting a precedent that we will then have to keep when other groups come forward and ask for that same sort of situation and that same sort of care. I yield.
Senator Cunningham.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with a question in terms of the members' question that has been thrown back and forth. Since this is an umbrella of Student Senate, theoretically, shouldn't the senators here and the chairs here be members of that organization if they are part of us?
What we're saying.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, what we're kind of saying is, from my understanding, the way that the HeartSafe Committee works is that there is a committee of faculty and individuals who are in charge of it and put it on. However, it's not a club that people are a part of. So when it's in reference to members, we're looking at the idea of members as people who are attending the events that are put on. Because of this, this makes anyone who goes to these if someone was to attend this, they would be considered a member, and therefore it would go back to breaking the bylaw.
Okay. Sure.
I'd just say, think of it as the Health and Housing Committee. That is part of the Student Senate, but you as a senator may not necessarily be a part of the Health and Housing Committee, and this is actually a committee within that committee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the Senate, but senators are not necessarily part of it.
Yep, right. I just wanted that clarification. I'm going to echo what our ombudsperson said, that this does deserve scrutiny regardless of if it's a breaking a bylaw or not. I definitely believe in that. I also believe that we should take every budget in its own merits. And that being said, in terms of breaking a bylaw or not, I'm going to have to say that I think this is so much of a gray area that I'm having a hard time deciding which it is. But as I said, I do believe we should put this under scrutiny. I do believe that this, looking at this club, or not club, but this organization at its own merits, at looking at it from many other different perspectives, I believe that we should eventually get to the other issue passing. But I'm going to say that I honestly have no idea of what bylaw, that honestly, that makes no sense. I wish Jonas were here. I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
I have a question also, and then I have something else I want to say. But like theoretically, like if someone came to Health and Housing Committee or came to Andrew, can they be like, and they're like, I want to be a part of the HeartSafe Champion Committee. Theoretically, wouldn't they just be led on it?
No.
No. So it's you, Meg, and Heather, and that's it.
Heather and Dale Bones.
Okay. So that negates what I was gonna say if that was true, but because I have a hard time viewing the people that go to the events as members, per se, just because you're putting on an event that is raising awareness. And, you know, like, if I go to one of the speakers for Building Bridges, I'm not automatically a part of Building Bridges, because that's a committee that you, or that's, like, a group that you have to be kind of, like, elected or selected to be on. And you can volunteer in different capacities, but I wouldn't define myself as a member for going to one event. So I kind of have a hard time looking at that argument as being like super valid. But then also, this is something that Senate created, and if we're not giving this organization the resources, it has to, it's an awareness organization, that's what they do. And so you could even argue that these are something that's culturally relevant to them, because they're spreading awareness throughout campus for, literally, that's the purpose of their organization. And so if we're not funding them, the organization that we've created, like, with what they need, then it's kind of like, what are we doing? Yeah, I yield.
Senator Sella.
Okay, so I'm going to echo previous speakers' points about this being a very important issue that needs to be much scrutiny because of the precedent it sets. That being said, I also would like to remind the body that just because we decide that this may or may not be in violation of the bylaw, that is not the same as passing or disallowing this budget to go through. That being said, I'm also going to agree with the previous speaker, and I think the idea that just because one attends an event does not imply membership to that group, I think that's a little bit of an overreaching statement that has been made. And also the exact bylaws themselves are actually sort of vague. The thing itself is personal items such as apparel, personal equipment, or anything purchased for members of the group will not qualify. Well, it seems like almost everything we pass could fall under anything purchased for the group. And so I just wanted to make sure that everyone is aware that right now we're discussing the bylaw and not actually passing the budget itself. And this is going to set an important precedent whether we allow or disallow this. And if we disallow this, maybe it is an issue with the bylaw. But just because someone attends an event, I don't think that implies membership, and I don't think we can go so far as to say that it's being purchased for a member of that group. I'm going to yield the floor.
Senator Davis.
All right. I'd like to start off by saying that this is most definitely breaking the bylaw, and I'd like to refute a line of argumentation just offered by a previous speaker. I think Section 2, Number 4, is very clear. Personal items such as apparel, personal equipment, or anything purchased for members of the group to keep will not qualify for funding. The highlight of that statement is the very first two words, personal items. These are items for people, not for a group. So a lot of what we fund is items for a group. Take, for example, the board games. They were for the group. They will stay with the group. These are items that will go on and be not for the group, but for individuals. Such as the rest of the sentence, except for the last couple words, is predicated on those stating that they are only examples of what may be, but not a totality, and not necessarily inclusive of it. But personal items and will not qualify for funding are not affected by the such as statement radically. What this leads me to conclude is that most definitely these are personal items and they would be breaking that bylaw. I yield.
Senator Muganga.
I'm going to echo previous speakers as well. This will break the bylaw, and I know it's for the greater purpose in funding this, but then again, we need to stay consistent in our rulings and stick to our bylaws. A previous speaker said this is a gray area, but if this is passed, maybe in the future when something else similar comes up, this gray area will just become bigger and bigger. So we'll just
Co-President Esperson.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you before you vote to distinguish the difference and remember the difference between breaking a bylaw and deciding something isn't a bylaw. I will remind you that it still can be passed, the budget can be altered and passed, whether or not you decide to appeal to the chair. But I want to remind you the Finance Committee decided this was against the bylaw, and the co-president chairman decided that it was against the bylaw. So keep all those things in mind. I yield.
Senator Abid.
So my point has been made by previous speakers, but I just want to reiterate that if we look at this, like having people come to cultural events and eating food, for example, that those are technically not members of those organizations, so that opens like a bigger question, like should we fund all of the other things? And even with the board games, even though we're funding groups, but at the same time, what if the group members decided to use those things? Would they be breaking the bylaw then? Because I think, to me, this is a gray area in a sense that we're going to open this for discussion based on particular cases, and I feel in this case it doesn't break the bylaw due to the bigger benefit of this thing. I yield.
Senator Miller.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I do think this is breaking a bylaw, and I do think that we should uphold that bylaw. And I would just like to say that I think a previous speaker said it best, that these are personal items, and they are being given away, and so I think that that is why they fall under the bylaw. Yep.
Senator Dix.
So most clearly, I believe the chair got it right with their ruling, and that additionally, in recommendation to the previous speaker, items for groups can very clearly be used by members of the groups, and I don't understand how that would be called into question by any ruling here. Deal.
Senator Martinez.
I kind of would just like to state that I'm not here for like the greater good of the bylaw. I'm kind of here for the greater good of my constituents, and so I yield.
Senator Mugaga. My apologies, Senator Anderson.
I do have to agree with the previous speaker that these are most definitely personal items, but I do feel that this bylaw, in order for it, you know, to for this budget to be bound by this bylaw, it has to meet both criteria of being a personal item and being meant for the group to keep. And I'm yet to hear, although I respect the chair's ruling, I am yet to understand this thinking that people who attend this event are group members. And so by that logic, I do not feel like this budget needs to be bound by this bylaw, and I yield.
Senator Muganga.
Oh, I call it the question.
Is there a second on the call question? The second goes Senator Haven. Now vote on calling the question. This will be a two-thirds vote to call a question. All those in favor of any discussion moving to vote, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? The question has been called. We should now proceed to a vote. This will be a simple majority to appeal the chair, so it'll be, if you're voting in favor, that will be to overrule my decision that this is breaking bylaw, and negative would be that my decision was right. Does that make sense? Okay, all those in favor of overriding the chair's decision, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions?
Division.
Division has been called. All those in favor of overriding the bylaws, please raise your placards nice and high. Overriding the chair. My apologies to all those in favor of overriding the chair. Thank you. All those opposed? Abstentions? Okay, the chair's decision stands. We should now re-enter discussion on the... Okay, so we should now re-enter discussion on the amendment to fund the budget in full. Senator Haven, the floor remains yours. Senator Lamberty.
So I just want to say that I think that I'm really weary about amending this because it is $400 and some, and it's something that, like Controller Johnson said, it's not something we're going to have control over if this club is actually keeping it, as well as I don't really think personally that it's, you could even make it like, say that, yeah, it's a charger, like, people are going to, like, be more about it, but, like, you could say that they might be just throwing this away as well, or not using it for the educational purpose as well. So I don't really know if I agree that it's something that is going to, in the long run, be educational for the greater good of it. I do think this organization is amazing and great. I just don't know if I think, I'm really weary of breaking this bylaw, because we are going into financial season. I think this could be a really... like deciding factor, we would be starting to fund a lot more things than just this organization. So I yield.
To clarify, we are now currently debating the amendment to fund as requested. This amendment will be a majority vote, but then that would put the budget as a whole into contradiction with the bylaws, which would then require 2/3 majority. So this is a simple majority, but then if should we return discussion if this passes, 2/3 then. Senator Dix.
First off, I'd like to challenge the assertion that giving away these wouldn't incentivize people to go. I think it's pretty clear that if you're giving things away, people have an incentive to go. Maybe not greatly, but it's still there. And the whole point is that we don't fund things like that. Additionally, I think that these items are not heavily laden with educational value. That maybe they stick around as some token or reminder, but I don't think they'll actually help you remember how to perform CPR or what to do in an emergency. That's something you learn there, which is wonderful, but I don't think these will help you carry that with you. I yield.
Senator Hinnicamp.
Yep, so I'm just going to reiterate just a few things of what I said and say that on one hand, I do believe that we should be remaining within the bylaws as much as we can. That being said, I still find this a gray area regardless, and that I'll bring up later. In terms of the amending this, I still do believe, I believe that these items could be used and not in necessarily that you're going to get a bunch of information from the writing on top of this phone charger, but that you will have had, for one, in order to receive it, you will have had to go through training in a very important skill that's very good for the Gustavus community, but as well as remind you of when you are just maybe even sitting around, that if you ever look down at your charger, you realize that being vigilant and active in being there for your students when such situations could arise. So I'm going to say I really support this. I realize the president is scary, but as I said, we should assess every budget on its own merits rather than on a merit of general guidelines. I yield.
Senator Lewin.
Because these have been classified as giveaway item and therefore breaking up bylaw, because I don't believe a logo is intrinsically educational, nor is a phone charger, and because not funding a phone charger does not equate to not funding the speaker that would be coming, whether or not we fund the phone charger, therefore in my eyes it doesn't necessarily inhibit the CPR training, which is the important part of this in my eyes, which is what constitutes the safety of the constituents, which, again, in my opinion, is more important than the bylaws, I guess. But because I don't necessarily see a significant value being added to the ability to educate and hold on to for participants by giving them essentially merchandise of the HeartSafe logo, I personally am against this amendment. With that, I yield.
Senator Martinez.
I yield.
Senator Anderson.
I kind of see us getting very stuck on this educational versus reminder piece, and I think that the way I view it is that it's a really good conversation piece. As to, oh, why does your phone charger have that thing on it? Oh, let me tell you about this cool thing I did. And I think that it was very clever. I think it's on a very clever piece of merchandise. That being said, am I allowed to ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, but it's for him.
Sure.
You mentioned that someone recommended to you that you get this. Can you, can you expand at all on why they thought you should have that? I'm sure you mentioned it, but I just think it would be really good to be repeated.
So Heather Dale, part of the HeartSafe committee, recommended that I get it for the reasons that I described, that people would be reminded of the event that they attended.
Right.
Senator Stoll.
My point was made by a previous speaker.
Senator Blatch.
I got on the speakers list a long time ago, so... I think I'm just going to reiterate my idea of practicality here, is that I think it would be great to do this for every good organization, but the finance committee has a very limited amount of money, and the reason that these bylaws exist is that so that we can give out money to groups fairly and equitably. And once you start giving these extra tidbits to groups that everyone loves, which, I mean, these groups are great, that means that there's less to give in a more equitable fashion to other groups. And we obviously don't have an unlimited amount of money, and I think these are clearly takeaway items. I don't think they're educational. Not very educational. I yield.
I'm a certain consultant.
I yield.
Senator Evelyn.
Just to echo the previous speaker and just add one more point, that those are serve as a really good reminder as a good conversation starters, but at the same time, we are undermining the subconscious level of learning, and I feel that even that you're not actively learning, you're learning somehow, and your brain subconsciously keep thinking about this as a procedure itself. So we need to look at learning as a whole instead of just a paper and reading off of it. So with that being said, I totally support this, and I feel it's a great reminder for people, great conversation starter, and great subconscious learning level for people.
Further discussion amendment. Further discussion. Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, we shall proceed to a vote on amending the budget to the requested amount of $458.75. This will require a majority vote to amend. All those in favor of amending, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Division has been called. All those in favor of amending the budget, please raise your placards. All those opposed? Abstentions? The amendment fails. Now arrange for discussion on the budget as originally suggested by Finance Committee. Senator Hingman, I believe the floor remains yours.
Yeah. I guess I have nothing left to say other than thank you for bringing up this very important budget. Thank you. I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
I would just echo a previous speaker. I yield.
Senator Abouid.
Can I echo? It's a great learning opportunity. I wish this thing passed, but I yield.
Senator Sell.
I'm going to yield.
Further discussion of the budget. Further discussion, 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 seeing none, we shall move to a vote. So on the move to a vote on the budget as recommended by Finance Committee. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those passing the budget as shown on the screen. I gotta read that. So all those in favor passing the budget as displayed on the screen, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? The budget passes.
Thanks. I'm really confused.
So <Not me>.
Thank you so much for having this time.
I know.
Questions for Chair Dickey or the finance team? Senator Dix.
Do you know how many
just want to clarify, though, that whatever tickets aren't used, we aren't charged for, correct?
No. Perfect. They just charge us for whatever ones.
I just want to make that clear. I yield.
Further questions? Senator Martinez.
Support us like passing this. I think it's great that President Bergman brought up how she like how much she loves this program and thinks it's really beneficial for the students, and I love that 80 out of the 100 we use, which is more than last semester, which was like mid 70s like they said. So I think it's really great, and we should all like raise awareness with our constituents if this passes. So I yield.
Senator Hennigan.
I guess just echoing a previous speaker, I think this is a great program. It's a great way to get a lot of interesting conversations going with professors and to really get connected in a small school. We are united in our smallness, so we should get to know each other a little bit more, including our professors. So I like this program a lot.
Further discussion? Any opposing views in particular to what's been shared so far? Further discussion? Seeing none, please proceed to a vote. All those in favor of passing the budget as displayed on the screen, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So pass. Chair Schmitz, any more budget tonight?
Better not.
Excellent. With that, we should now progress into the next section of the meeting, which is committee updates. Again, for all these committee chairs, feel free to just say no updates this week if you don't have anything. We just switch off which committees give updates every week, so give them a chance on the floor to share what they're up to. With that, Chair something. PR.
So today, Chair Singh and I put something in the display board over yonder, and we'll also check that out. And then also, let me know if you still want to put orders in for the long sleeve or the quarter zip. Otherwise, I'm going to place those orders today and tomorrow. So email me or come up to me after the meeting and let me know if you still want to order.
Question for the PR Chair? Chair Dickey.
$80,495.53. So that's where we're sitting at after all of the budgets that came through tonight. That is coming before the recensions from the fall semester, I got the email and got a lot of the RFPs from the organizations this past week. However, you know how emails, correspondence can take a few days. I'm still waiting for like a last document for peace from others. And then I was able to make my meeting with Jonas this morning just to make sure everything was good to go for Ascension. So I'm making that 9:30 tomorrow with her. And we should have more money coming at us next week.
Questions for Controller Johnson? Questions for Ombudsman Simpson. Sorry, I forgot to ask. Any questions about Senator Anderson?
Did you fill your spot on Ethics Committee?
No, thank you. I forgot about that. No, there's still an open spot on Ethics, too. So if you haven't filled your committee needs, apply to Ethics. We talk about cool things like bylaws. Thank you.
Any further committee updates? Seeing none, we should proceed on to unfinished business. I want to make one small request here for unfinished business and new business. I think announcements are great for like campus opportunities and things happen on campus, but if you like a really meaningful comment about how things proceed in Senate, I would encourage you to consider raising that in either unfinished or new business rather than mixing it in with things about like what people's organizations are up to. With that, unfinished business. Any unfinished business? Go
ahead, Johnson. So much good now. When I was outside speaking with the HeartSafe champion, he just wanted me to tell everybody a big thank you for having him sit in and have such a thorough discussion on his budget. Although I didn't go his way, he very much enjoyed the discussion and thought it was very fun.
Does
he
live in Armview? Unfinished business, seeing none. Proceed on to new business. Is there any new business? Senator Hingham.
Yeah, so in response to a bit of an issue we had earlier this evening, I am going to move to have finance and ethics look into the wording of takeaway items as well as to discuss what the full definition should be and return to the floor with the recommendation so we can discuss it before spring budgeting.
Second goes Senator Lewing. With that, we shall enter discussion on the charge. Senator Hennigan, the floor starts to you.
Yep, so the spirit of this is not attacking in any way. It's just that I think we should have a very defined of what we're funding and not funding. So I think that this should be looked into, and especially right before spring budgeting. So, yeah, thank you.
Senator Sella.
Yeah, I am very much going to agree with the previous speaker. The wording of the bylaw was fairly confusing to me. However, a senator sitting to my left who is more experienced with legal interpretation than I did a really good job for me clarifying it, but I think it's definitely something that could be looked into since there are a few conflicting clauses and things.
Senator Taven.
I like this idea because I think it'll give us more of a concrete idea of what we're looking at instead of having interpretations go either way, and it'll save us some like conflict on the floor and be able to pass things a little bit smoother. So I fully support this. I yield.
Senator Miller.
My points have been made, I yield.
Further discussion of the charge? Discussion. Seeing none, we should proceed to a vote on charging finance and ethics.
Yep, to charge finance and ethics to look into the wording of takeaway items as well as to discuss what the full definition should be and return to the Senate floor with a recommendation so we can discuss it.
Excellent. All those in favor of the suggested charge, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? So charge. Is there any Senator Hingham?
No, I'm good.
Senator Rose.
Okay, so in light of the end of the month and a very long CAF period, my CAF account has a lot of money on it, and I noticed that in the CAF we don't have the bags that we can like donate food with, and so I wanted to charge Health and Housing with looking into getting those back in the CAF.
Second on the charge. Second goes Senator Haberman. We found your discussion on the proposed charge. Senator Rose, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Discussion of the charge. Senator Uganga.
It's a question directed to the previous speaker. Is this to do with the CAF?
Yeah, so there used to be in the CAF at the end of the month, they would have bags of food that could be purchased, that could be donated to food shelters, and they don't have those anymore, and I would like those back.
So I think this is more in line with student and academic affairs.
Okay.
Is not?
Health.
Oh, okay. I yield.
Further discussion on the charge. This discussion. Seeing none, we proceed to a vote on the charge to Health and Housing Committee to look into bringing bags for donation into the cafeteria that students can purchase with their dining services accounts. All those in favor of the suggested charge, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So charge. Senator Rose?
Hello.
Further new business this evening? New business. Seeing none, proceed on to announcements. Diversity Chair Singh.
Okay, so if you haven't gotten your Building Bridges tickets, you should get those because Building Bridges is this Saturday. And to kick that off, on Friday in Alumni Hall from 7 to 9 is Jack Scott Talent. I'll be performing with two other people. And the other performers, and it's going to be super awesome, so everyone should come check that out. And then next Friday is Africa Night, March 11th. At 5:30, there's food, there's cultural programming, performers from our school, professionals, and then food. Oh, and everyone did a really good job of discussion today. I'm really excited.
Excellent. Chair Osberg.
So Student and Academic Affairs, our committee meeting this week, we're actually going to be having Senator Luing give us a little bit of background on some financial advising stuff.
One, I would just like to thank everyone for a very fruitful discussion. I thought that was really cool, and a lot of people spoke up, and that was really neat. Two, the caucus is tomorrow, so like, no matter who you're voting for, you should go vote and exercise your democratic rights as a citizen. Thank you.
Senator Gledge.
Speaker Sweet said almost everything I wanted to say, but I wanted to say that we were very civil, and a lot of times in my previous Senate experience, people weren't very civil. I really like that we can have really good discussions without getting personal, without people getting irrationally angry. And get out and vote. I yield.
Mr. Dirk and Gabriano.
Yeah. One, I would encourage senators who have signed up for tabling to do so as soon as possible. And two, we have a new senator from IC, Shazir. I would encourage you to approach him like make sure he's comfortable with the body of Senate. Would that be it?
Co-President Raskson.
Yeah, thank you again for remaining civil, cool, calm, collected, whatever you want to say about it during that discussion. In my over 3.5 years on Senate, I've never seen a bylaw get challenged by senators, so that was kind of fun to go through. Speaking of co-presidents and voting, the co-presidential election closes at 10, so make sure you vote before 10 and go and make sure your constituents vote. Thank you.
Senator Haven.
This is just a track plug. Conference is on Saturday. It's in Carlton. So if you like NASCAR but you don't like the cars, go to Carlton.
Senator Rose.
If my committee could meet me after.
Senator Sella.
The first ever Minnesota Libertarian Caucus is happening at Whiskey River at 7 o'clock at Whiskey River. So, first ever Minnesota Libertarian Caucus. If that's your cup of tea, go do it.
Cool.
I yield.
Further announcements? Announcements. Seeing none. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks,